This program may be interrupted to bring you the latest war bulletin.
And now, smile a while with Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. We all know couples like lovable, impractical Lorenzo Jones and his devoted wife, Belle. Lorenzo's inventions have made him a character to the town, but not to Belle, who loves him. Their struggle for security is anybody's story, but somehow with Lorenzo, it has more smiles than tears. The next time you feel an ordinary headache or the pains of neuritis or neuralgia coming on, take 2 Bayer aspirin tablets with a little water immediately. Chances are, if you do this at once, your whole day may be saved. That's because quick-acting Bayer tablets give such fast relief. They start to dissolve or disintegrate almost instantly you take them. Hence, are ready to start working without delay. So always ask for Bayer aspirin when you buy, not for aspirin alone. You can identify it by the name Bayer, stamped in the form of a cross on every tablet. Price only 15 cents for 12, or 2 full dozen for a quarter. And now, Lorenzo Jones and his wife, Belle. Lorenzo has come across his high school yearbook and, to his surprise and delight, discovers that a great future was predicted for him, either as a scientist, poet, or financier. But once the delight wears off and he begins to ask whether he's lived up to his early promise, he goes into a decline. And finally, to salve his conscience, decides that if he hasn't made his mark in the world, then it must be Belle who's held him down. In the Jones living room, Belle is talking to Chester's wife, Bertie.
Imagine it, Bertie, placing the blame on my doorstep, accusing me of holding him back. Why, I was flabbergasted.
You're really serious, Belle?
Of course.
Lorenzo is saying that if he hadn't married you, he'd have made a big name for himself.
That's right.
Well, of all things.
It's hard to believe. I wouldn't mind if we'd had a quarrel or if he'd said things that he'd be sorry for later on, but that didn't happen. I'd asked him to dispose of some old papers, and among them was his high school yearbook, the blue and the gold.
His high school yearbook?
Yes. A lot more. Apparently, he was the outstanding member of his class.
Is that so?
Well, we laughed a bit and reminisced, and suddenly he got very thoughtful. After rereading the biographical sketch which predicted he'd make his mark as scientist, poet, or financier, it must have occurred to him that he hadn't lived up to his early promise, and as usual, he wanted to know why.
Oh, but, Belle, are you saying that he's taken the high school prophecy seriously?
Of course. What's prevented me from reaching the top of the ladder, he asked. And when I said, I don't know, dear, he laughed in a peculiar way and replied, something must have stopped me, Belle, or someone. And when he said someone, he stared right at me. And I tell you one thing, Bertie, I never felt so uncomfortable in my whole life.
But did he mention you by name, Belle? Did he actually say that if he hadn't married you, he'd have been an important man today?
Yes and no.
I don't quite understand.
Well, he went about it this way. He said that I was so practical, so down-to-earth, and so logical that every time he wanted to do something, spread his wings, as he calls it, I'd say, look before you leap, Lorenzo, and wait, dear, don't plunge in before considering, and that, he said, was the same as holding a man down.
Well, the very idea.
And when I protested, when I said that I'd tried to help him all our married life, he agreed and said I had tried, but that I'd failed.
I was shocked, Bertie.
Well, of course you were, Belle. He's had his disappointments, I admit it. But so have most people.
Mm-hmm.
He's tried to make his fortune as an inventor. He's proclaimed his genius to anybody who'd listen. But it hasn't done him very much good.
And so he blames you?
Yes.
Has he ever accused you before?
No.
Well, you mean to say that until he reread the high school yearbook the other night, he'd never said a word on the subject?
Not once.
insult, then I'd forget the whole thing, Belle. I'd put it right out of my mind.
But, Bertie...
I mean it. Well, he's just talking to hear himself talk. And when a man does that, the only thing to do is not to pay any attention. He'll unwind in a few days.
Well, you don't think he means it? It's just
a... Of course. The average man, when pressed, as it were, enjoys blaming his wife for his own failures. I've never known an exception.
Oh.
It's a weakness of the male animal.
Yeah.
Ignore him, Belle, as I suggested before. And then, one of these days, bring up the subject yourself and put him on the carpet.
Lorenzo?
Certainly. Make him admit that he was wrong. And if I know the average man, he'll beg your forgiveness. And then...
Yes?
You take your time forgiving. Keep him on tenterhooks for a week or so.
Oh.
Well, that's how I'd manage Chester. Not that it's necessary, of course, but if he ever got any ideas into his head about how I've stood in his way, believe me, Belle, I'd let him have a piece of my mind.
My dear Jones, this I can admit in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, I've had a millstone around my neck for several years.
You mean Bertie?
Yes, precisely. Oh, good woman, mind you, the apple of my eye, but always making a fetish out of logic.
Golly.
Look before you leap, she says, at least 10 times a day, and worse luck, old man, that's just what I've been doing.
Amazing. Simply amazing.
Yeah, you know, Jones, by nature, women are cautious. That's an obvious fact.
You mean they're concerned with the wolf and the warp, while we, the male, look for a new world to conquer, is that it?
Precisely.
And in the struggle that ensues, we give in to them. They triumph, and we don't even know that we've lost.
Yeah, that's nicely put, old man.
Yeah. Well, you know, if I hadn't checked back on the blue and the gold, the high school yearbook, I'd have gone on my nose to the grindstone, peering neither to the right nor to the left.
Undoubtedly.
Amazing. Simply amazing.
Tell me, old man, just what did the blue and gold say about you?
Oh, golly, everything that I've always believed. That I'd hit the top, bang, either as a scientist, poet, or financier.
Oh, that's a most interesting coincidence, old man.
It is?
That the school prognostication for you should more or less be identical with what was said about me.
Oh,
yes, mine appeared in the Crocodile. That was our school publication. I was the editor, of course.
What did the Crocodile prognosticate?
You won't think I'm boasting, John?
No, of course not, sir.
Well, then, after being voted the handsomest, the strongest, the best athlete, the most likely to succeed, the most talented, etc., etc., they noted, as for Chester Van Dyne, this is from memory, old man.
Oh, naturally.
As for Chester Van Dyne, it seems safe to predict that his future is assured, most likely as a prominent member of the diplomatic corps.
Golly.
This I wouldn't admit to anyone but you, old man, for fear of being thought a bit conceited, or the tycoon of a great financial empire. Naturally, some may say that youthful enthusiasm may have colored the prospects a bit, but that, you might say, is still a moot question.
Oh, well, of course. Very moot, in your case, as well as mine.
Oh, thanks, old man.
Yeah. There's just one point to examine, Chester. Would you say that Bertie has blocked your path or inhibited you in any way?
Yes, Joe. Grieves me to confess it, but it's true. If she were here now, if she had heard me say a word about the diplomatic corps, she'd have collapsed with laughter.
Uh-huh.
And I suppose the same would go for Mrs. Jones.
Exactly. The successor to Thomas Edison's mantle? Don't be ridiculous, Lorenzo, she'd comment.
But she wouldn't laugh, would she?
No, but see, that's just a difference in technique.
That's quite...
But Bertie would laugh, Bella would get sarcastic. It's six of one and half a dozen of the other.
Uh-huh.
It's strange, isn't it, that you and I should be like two peas in a pod.
Well, not so strange. We're both unusual men, Jones. It's only the stubborn and the obstinate would fail to concede that point.
Correct. And if it hadn't been for the blue and the gold, I would never have realized that I had failed to live up to my early promise.
Precisely. And if you hadn't brought up the topic, I would have gone on not realizing that a millstone was tied around my neck. A mental millstone, to you make the distinction clear. Mm.
Yes.
Now what, old man?
Chester, let's face it. We have come to certain conclusions about ourselves that, loosely speaking, we really haven't hit the top of the ladder. True?
Between me and you, yes, old man.
So, what of the night, Skipper? I mean, what steps are necessary?
That's a nice point, John.
Yeah, now you have a thought. If not, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, of course.
Would you say that the time has come to strike off the chains that bind us?
Break them, Jones?
Well, figuratively, of course. Just lay down the law to the girls. Inform them that their constant state of caution has hindered your progress and mine, and say, in effect, from now on, cease.
Jones, this suggestion isn't too drastic, is it, old man?
Chester, there comes a moment when there's only one way out, the drastic way.
Lorenzo! Lorenzo, are you in the workshop?
Just a little woman. Belle?
Oh. Bertie's waiting for you, Chester. She says you're having dinner with the Petersons.
Oh, yes. Thanks very much, Mrs. Jones. I'll dash along.
Okay, Chester. See you tomorrow.
Fine. Goodbye, Mrs. Jones.
Goodbye, Chester.
A wonderful man, all right.
Chester?
Of course. Like me, a doer of deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he was at school, he too was picked as the most likely to succeed.
Oh.
And again, like me, thwarted in his effort to reach the top of the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Who thwarted him?
Can you keep a secret?
Well, of course.
Bertie. Just confessed it, Belle. She's too practical for him, too cautious. And we sort of agreed that that is the trouble with wives. They can't see beyond their noses. Well, golly dear, what's the matter? Did I say something to upset you?
Well, the fat's in the fire. If Lorenzo and Chester both say that their wives have held them back, can there be any truth in it? Or, as usual, is there another side to the story? If you are subject to frequent headaches, by all means, see your doctor. He may find the cause and correct it. But next time you have an ordinary headache and seek really quick relief, try taking 2 quick-acting Bayer aspirin tablets with a full glass of water. Do this, and we believe you'll say it's one of the most reliable, fast-acting reliefs you've ever found. Anyone who uses real Bayer aspirin, we are certain, will tell you this about it. Tell you it works quickly, yet gently. For real Bayer aspirin tablets disintegrate in the stomach without delay. Hence, they're ready to start working almost instantly. That's one reason when you're especially anxious to find fast relief from a headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain that threatens to spoil your day, to get Bayer aspirin. Another reason for always asking for Bayer aspirin when you buy instead of just for aspirin alone is that the present price of Bayer aspirin in the economy size of 100 tablets is so low, there's no point in accepting an unknown preparation in its place. For instance, you can now get real Bayer aspirin at any drugstore in the United States for a little more than 0.5 cents a tablet when you buy the 100-tablet bottle. Thousands of people are now buying Bayer aspirin in this economy size. Try it. The makers of Bayer aspirin invite you to listen in tomorrow at this time for the next episode of the story of Lorenzo Jones. Your announcer, George Putnam. Medical records reveal women need more iron than men. So supplement your diet with ironized yeast tablets. You get extra iron to help keep your blood rich and red, extra vitamin B1 to help keep your nerves steady. Ironized yeast tablets.